The Sunday of the Resurrection is not only the greatest day of the church year, it also coincides with the greening of the earth. Christ is risen and the whole world comes to life. Sap rises in dormant trees. Spring peepers start their peeping. Crocuses rise from their wintry grave. And trumpet lilies spew their sweet smell into the spring air. All around us, life is bursting forth. And what we see in nature is sure to renew our faith, faith in the creative and restorative power of God. But as Barbara Brown Taylor, Episcopal priest, notes, such a connection is also a misleading one, because spring is entirely natural. By a daffodil bulb in the fall, it looks like nothing in your hands, a shallot or an onion maybe with its thin skin and scraggly roots. But its look doesn't concern you. You know that if you bury it and wait, come springtime, it will escape its earthly bed and burst forth with color. A yellow butterfly of a blossom shedding its cocoon. And as miraculous as it is completely natural. Resurrection, on the other hand, is entirely unnatural. When a human being goes into the ground, that is that. You don't wait around for the person to reappear in the spring, to emerge from their wintry grave. You say goodbye, you pay your respects, and you go on with life as best you can. That is the natural thing to do. And that is all Mary was doing that morning, paying her respects, saying her last goodbye to the one she probably loved more than life itself. Going to the tomb to convince herself that it was all too true. Yet even in the dark, she sensed something was wrong. The stone had been moved. The tomb was empty. The body was gone. She ran and brought two of the others back. But once they satisfied themselves that what she had told them was true, they left her there, weeping. If they tried to lead her away, she refused them. She was like an abandoned pup who had lost her master, staying rooted to the last place he had been, without the least idea of what to do next. Eventually, she gets up, and lost in thoughts that come with grief and putting one foot in front of the other, operating more from autopilot than determination, she stumbles her way away from the tomb. Oblivious to her surroundings, she bumps into the gardener, whose presence she hasn't sensed. The only words she can utter are nonsensical, born out of confusion and grief. And the gardener chooses to ignore the words and simply says, "Mary." At that moment, she turns and stares at him. "Rabboni," she cries out, "my teacher." In an instant, Mary's life changes. His presence has defied the bonds of death and awakens her to new life. Something unnatural has happened. For anyone who has experienced a deep sense of grief or despair, Anyone who has come to that moment in their lives when confusion and fear overwhelms them, anyone who has faced the emptiness of the tomb, Mary's story touches us deeply on this Easter morning. For those of us who find in Mary's story something of our own, we know well how painful it is to stand alone, hopeless and helpless. As many of you know, a year ago on Christmas morning, I found myself alone on a gurney in the emergency room at Wyndham Hospital. The ER doctor had ushered in Christmas morning for me with the news that I was having a heart attack. He told me I would be transported immediately by ambulance to Hartford Hospital. At that moment, I knew what it was like to feel very alone, confused, and fearful. And then I felt a touch of a hand on my shoulder, and then another. My children, or maybe it was the gardener. Because suddenly I was washed by a wave of peace, and from the silence of my heart, all I could think were the words, "Perry, peace be with you. Do not be afraid. I am with you now and forever." That word of God's peace has remained my constant companion ever since that moment. For me, that was a moment of resurrection, new life. The wonderful thing about all of that is I have shared my story with many of you over the past year. I've been privileged to hear your stories of resurrection in response. I've been amazed at the many forms taken by the gardener who called out Mary on that Easter morning so long ago. I've been amazed at how through human agents or out-of-life experiences, the risen Christ has reached out to many of you, called you by name, and offered you new life. Like the son who encountered the gardener in a vision at his father's funeral. Or the widow who found the gardener in the form of a falcon sitting on the bow of her boat. The hospice nurse who found him in the guise of a hospice client that she was ministering to. Or the couple who saw in their pastor the gardener, when we were grieving the death of their child. In each story, and in so many others that I have heard, the risen Christ has come to those who are bereft of hope, consumed by grief, or overwhelmed by the pain and suffering of life. The Spirit of God had come to each of them, offering nothing more and nothing less than the assurance of divine presence. And yet with God's healing love comes new life, a gift of grace freely given by the one who knew pain and suffering, who knew death, and yet the one who is resurrection and life. We come this morning to gather at a tomb and pay our respects. It is the natural thing to do. But we find instead the tomb empty, and the one who should be dead and buried calls us by name. We try to understand, and in our attempt, we try to make sense of that which is unnatural, fit into what our minds deems natural. And like Mary, we want to hold on to Jesus, to assure ourselves that he is real and tangible, so we can profess our belief in the bodily resurrection. But the truth Jesus came to proclaim is far greater than simple bodily resurrection. In the risen Christ, we come face to face with the divine, with the Holy One, with the Spirit of God, reminding us that the risen Christ walks with us along life's journey. There are moments in our lives when we feel alone and abandoned, when that same gardener stands before us and calls us by name. Beloved, peace be with you. My own peace I leave with you. Peace that the world cannot give, I can give to you. And these are moments when, like Mary, we are startled by recognition. And we believe. Not an intellectual understanding, not believing in our minds, but believing in our hearts. Belief in the depth of our being, because we have been touched by God. And in those moments, we understand. We see. This morning, we are called to understand that resurrection is not so much an idea to be grasped or believed as an experience to be embraced. A realization that is felt in the depths of our being that Jesus Christ is risen and that the Spirit of the risen Christ is forever with us, guiding us, nurturing us, healing us, and forever walking with us, leading us into new life, the unnatural life of resurrection and beyond. Alleluia, Christ is risen, the Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.